Welcome back to Potomac Highlands Today. I'm your host, Amanda Mangan. In the studio with me are Shelley Minnick, Joe, and Dave Caparelli. Thank you so much for joining me.
There's a really cool challenge that's underway at the Y. What's going on?
Yes, it's the Cumberland Y Community Challenge, Amanda. And basically what that challenge is a fun way to create awareness about different programs and activities available at the Y. And what we want to do is challenge Y members, community members, really the community at large, to participate in some type of healthy activity at the Y that maybe they're not typically comfortable doing. Maybe something out of their element or something they have not done before. And then we want them to challenge other people, maybe their friends or coworkers, families, to participate. We hope that people will make a contribution in doing so to our YMCA annual support campaign. And that campaign basically is run each year to provide scholarships to individuals and families who otherwise couldn't afford to participate in YMCA activities.
And that's what's really cool, is anybody can do this. It's a fun way to kind of explore all that the Y has to offer. And who doesn't love a little healthy competition, right?
Absolutely.
And speaking of healthy competition, there's a challenge going on right now, right?
Yes. Well, I got a call, I would say, several weeks ago that Dave, my brother here, was going to be doing the challenge. And then he wanted to challenge me to basically do the Y challenge. So when we met down at the bakery and started talking about it,
a few weeks ago, we might have a few old feuds to end and maybe
yes.
Axes to grind. So we're gonna maybe finalize everything once and for all at the Y. So we'll see how things go.
Lay it all out on the field.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, first we talked about just doing like one thing, and then of course we started saying, oh, well, you know what? We could swim against each other. Oh, we could do the climbing wall. Oh, we could do a race around the track. We could do basketball. And it's really cool because to try to think of all the things we could compete in, we are racking our brains for everything that the Y offered, which when you go into it and you start thinking about it and hearing everything, the Y offers a ton. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool for us to be able to say, hey, you know, this is what we would really like to be able to do this. And they've been really accommodative. And we're actually going to do it on August 22nd. It's a Monday. And we're going to do it at 6 p.m. So we're going to invite family and friends and everybody to come down there and watch me beat up on Dave for a while.
We'll see. Like I said, we're going to settle all feuds and everything all in one day. So that'll be the finale.
And I'm sure a lot of folks are excited to come watch this happen, right?
Yeah, I'd say mom and dad will be there with bells on, and our siblings and everything, and probably
some family and friends. I think we're going to encourage some other members of the city council to attend or even participate, and maybe some other elected officials. So we're looking forward to having a big night out for the Y.
So there may be some surprises, right?
There might be some surprises. Yeah, we're going to work on this here the next couple of weeks and see who all we can get on board. So we're looking for a big night.
Competitive advantage, right?
Yeah.
That's
the way we roll.
And anyone can stop by and donate and then even do their own challenges, right? Even get online and do it? How do they make their challenge?
That is correct, Amanda. We would encourage anybody out there listening to come in on the 22nd or any time, starting immediately. Come into the Y, let us know that you want to participate, that you would like to challenge someone. We're asking people to share their experience via social media, and then what we'll do is share it to our YMCA Facebook page. So yes, and anybody's welcome to even come and observe on the 22nd.
So. Yeah, and I'm probably gonna have to get down there and do some practicing and whatnot. Dave's been down there already.
I just came just now, so you might be in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
And speaking, Amanda, it's interesting you say about talking about challenges. We were talking downstairs, and Shelley has an interesting challenge that she was telling me about.
Oh.
Yeah. So I thought it would only be fair if the Y staff would get involved in this challenge, since we're asking our community members and our Y members to get involved. So I'm personally going to challenge our CEO, Don Enterline, to a game of pickleball, which we offer at the Y. And I'm going to challenge him to do that the same night that Joe and Dave participate in their challenge. Now, I'm sure it will be interesting because I'm pretty sure that neither one of us have ever played pickleball. But it will be a lot of fun. So, Dawn, the challenge is on if you're listening.
Uh-oh. Throwing down the gauntlet.
Well, too, Amanda, real quick while we have a second, wanted to talk to you. Another thing that we're going to try to put together and organize was Dave was talking about saying, hey, you know what? We should have a basketball game and invite people like challenge Seth Bernard or who else did you say?
Maybe Commissioner Shade. Throw Commissioner Shade in there. And
Delegate Buckle. You know, throw out some people and do a basketball game. So that's probably something that we're going to look for in the future to try to organize and do it as a Y challenge and invite people to come and play in a basketball game. And, of course, you know, again, bring that awareness to the Y.
And right. I'm sure they've got some mad hoop skills, right?
Right. I don't know if that was at a call out, maybe. That's pretty bad. But I think the biggest thing is we really want to stress that anybody can attend or not attend, stressing how important the Y is to the community and what an asset it is.
And it is so much more than a gym and swim,
right?
It is, Amanda. And it's interesting. There's a new Y advertising campaign titled Idle Hands. And what we're trying to do is create ways for those idle hands in our community to spend time and energy in a constructive manner. And we really believe that the Y has a lot of opportunities for those people to do that. So we're very excited. And this is a fun way to kick it off and get a lot of people involved. So we're excited about it.
And the YMCA has helped so many people over the years, not only with physical fitness and exercise, but on so many social levels too, you know, besides just getting people together at the Y to have a game and exercise, the family fun nights. But there's so much that's offered, so many programs that your membership at the Y helps to support and really makes an everlasting difference in our community, in the health and wellness of our area, more than just on a physical level, right?
Yes, that is very true. A lot of times people think of the Y as just a gym, but it is so much more than that. If you, you know, just take a look at the programs that we offer at our Gilchrist Center, you know, we have a GED program, we have parenting programs, we have transitional family housing. So there's so many social realms that we cover. I would encourage anybody, you know, if you'd like to take a tour of that facility, or the Riverside facility, let us know, because we would love to share the information of all the different programs and services that we do offer.
It's pretty incredible, that impact.
It is. Yeah, it's very incredible.
I mean, it's funny because Bryn, my stepdaughter, used to go to the after-school program after school and then their summer program at Constitution Park. So that was something with the Y that she was, you know what I mean? So it's like you said, it's just not a gym. Mm-hmm. So.
Cool. All right, so any more challenges? Any more?
No, I think that's enough.
That is for the first, yeah.
Next week it may be different.
We might have to have an ambulance on standby, so we're going to be playing it safe.
Well, thank you all so much for the time.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda.
Again, that's Shelley Minnick with the Y and Joe and Dave Caparelli. Keep it tuned in right here to WKLP 1390. This is Potomac Highlands Today.